You're listening to WRFN Pasco, Tennessee.
not unattractive. Turn me on tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive, radioactive. Well, it's not a fight, and I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight, 'cause I'm radioactive, radioactive. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you, baby. Don't be distractive. Turn me on we'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Cosmosis on this 4th of July, kicking things off today. Well, the song you just heard, LaBelle, with their cover of the Cat Stevens song Moonshadow. LaBelle, of course, most famously known for Lady Marmalade, but they did a lot of really cool stuff. And that group at that point consisting of Patti LaBelle, Sarah Dash, and Nona Hendrix. Those guys actually opened for The Who in 1971. What a wild show that would have been, LaBelle and The Who. And yeah, that's a Cat Stevens cover, Moonshadow, here on Cosmosis. Before that, a supergroup from the 1980s. It was Jimmy Page's first big project after Led Zeppelin's demise, and he teamed up with Paul Rodgers from Free and Bad Company fame. Chris Slade also in that group, and Tony Franklin, also a member of the firm. That song called Radioactive from their self-titled debut LP. They only put out two records. That's from 1985 on the Atlantic label. And anybody around then that watched MTV remembers that video was all over MTV back in the day. The firm, Radioactive. Kicking things off today, Sleep the Clock Around from Belle and Sebastian from the album The Boy with the Arab Strap. Right now, music from the Branford Marsalis Quartet.
Thank you. S-C-S-M-S-I-S.
Thank you. Thank you.
from the Miles Davis at Newport Bootleg Series Volume 4 CD set. That's It's About That Time, a piece written by Miles Davis. Recorded on October 22nd, 1971, the first of two concerts by Davis on that evening at the Newport Jazz Festival in Europe, in Switzerland, to be more specific. And on that particular tune, you had Miles Davis on trumpet, Gary Bartz on sax, Keith Jarrett on piano and organ, Michael Henderson on electric bass, Dugu Leon Chancellor playing the drums. You had Don Ailes on percussion and James Matume Foreman on percussion as well. So Miles Davis, It's About That Time from the Miles Davis at Newport Bootleg Series Volume 4 set recorded in Switzerland in 1971. Before that, you had the Branford Marsalis Quartet with the latest release by that ensemble. The release called Belonging, the song called Long As You Know You're Living Yours, and the complete album is Keith Jarrett covers. So pretty cool stuff from Branford Marsalis, recorded in March of 2024 in New Orleans, and consisting of Branford on saxophones, Joey Calderazzo on piano, Eric Revis on bass, Justin Faulkner on drums, and the album dedicated to the memories of Benny Golson, Chick Harris, Glenn Ferdinand, Lou Donaldson, Roy Haynes, and Russell Malone. I actually saw them on tour for this album, and it was amazing. Branford Marsalis, never a disappointment in concert. So there, yeah, Branford Marsalis Quartet, Long As You Know You're Living Yours, here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Time now to pay tribute to a couple of artists that recently passed away. The first one I heard on radio ever since I was a little kid, and I didn't really know much beyond his hits, talking about Lou Christie, and he had a handful of hits. I knew those, and that's about it. I didn't really go seek anything else out either, but he was all over AM radio back in the day, oldies formats especially, and would tour quite a bit too up until his later years, and I'd read nothing but great things about the guy. Said he was a great professional, great musician, and a really nice dude. And so I'm going to play a couple songs to honor the late, great Lou Christie right here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Too far. trick in the book. With every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my rope, from the morning till supper time. And you'll find I'll be waiting in line, I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you mine.
I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine. Baby, I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine.
I try every trick in the book. With every step that you take,
late great Lou Christie with I'm Gonna Make You Mine and Rhapsody in the Rain. I did not pick out his biggest hit, Lightning Strikes, because, well, I like those other two songs better. But, yeah, losing Lou Christie, the late great Lou Christie, pay a small tribute to him here on Cosmosis. The other guy was in an important part of two bands. One I had to go seek out actively to listen to more music than was on the radio. The other, all over the radio, don't really have to go seek it out. Talking about Mick Ralphs. He was in Mott the Hoopla and Bad Company. And Mott, the band that you had to go, and at least I had to go actively search out more music if I wanted to hear it, because all you heard on the radio, all I heard on the radio, all the young dudes and all the way from Memphis. Mick Ralphs, in his Bad Company years, those guys all over the radio to this day, a classic rock staple. So going to play one of each, one from each band, my favorite tune from each, Mick Ralphs, and paying tribute to him here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Kicking in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when he's stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV. Brothers back at home with his Beatles
pebbles, any stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a goon now.
Oh, the young dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Carry the news.
Where are ya?
Boogaloo dudes.
Snap up.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dudes.
I wanna hear ya.
Carry the news.
I wanna see.
Love.
Mick Ralphs passing away recently, formerly of Bad Company and Mott the Hoople, and that last song you heard, Ready for Love, was a song actually first recorded by Mott the Hoople, and I think Mick might have been the vocalist on that one. I don't recall that part of it, but I know that they recorded it as well, redid it with Bad Company. Paul Rodgers on vocals became a bit of a classic rock staple. Before that, All the Young Dudes, if you know the story, Mott the Hoople was about to break up, and David Bowie heard this and offered them Suffragette City, and they did not like that track, didn't think it fit them, so he, on the spot, wrote All the Young Dudes. They ended up staying together and recorded it, became a pretty big hit, and really the only one you hear much by them on the radio anymore. So we celebrate the life and the guitar playing of the late, great Mick Ralphs here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Closing out hour number one, a pretty fitting song. If you follow the Beach Boys at all and their career trajectory, you know that Dennis Wilson kind of stepped up in the 1970s and wrote some really great songs, and actually had a really great solo album called Pacific Ocean Blue. And this is one of those songs that he wrote while he was in the band. It's called 4th of July. It was not released until the 1980s box set Good Vibrations, 30 Years of the Beach Boys, came out, and it's subsequently been on all the reissues from the sessions from which it was recorded. But the song is produced by Brian Wilson, sung by Carl Wilson, written by Dennis Wilson, so a true all-Wilson effort, called 4th of July, closing out hour number one here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Born of the age, flagged hopes, censored rage, the black-clad box, bombs bursting in air, bleed white, red, and blue, dry dawn's early light for the whole. Oh, where has it gone? Of doom, so proudly they hail, lost fortune of free, the stripes and bright stars promised lost. Oh, where has it gone? Brothers, sisters, stand firmly and try, reaching
You've got it tuned to your community radio station, WRFNLP, Pasquo, Radio Free Nashville.
Thank you.
Album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, an album recorded live in San Francisco. Sonny Stitt and Loverman, and that recorded in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny would be diagnosed with cancer a year later in 1982 and would die. And so this was one of his last performances, and it featured Sonny on saxophone. Also, a couple other sax players, Richie Cole and John Handy, Cedar Walton playing piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Sonny Stitt, apparently one of the most recorded saxophonists in jazz history. And you look at his discography, he did record a lot of material. But yeah, that was from the album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, recorded live in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny Stitt and Loverman kicking off hour number two of Cosmosis. Gonna do another live recording right now, U2.
We're an Irish band. We come from Dublin City, Ireland. Like all cities, it has its good, it has its bad. This is a song called Bad. Satellite of love. if you twist and turn away, if you tear yourself into again, if I could, you know I would, if I could, I would let it go.
General consensus is that Queen stole the show at Live Aid, but there were a lot of bands that were not far behind, and those guys, in my opinion, one of them, U2, had a stellar set at Live Aid featuring that song, Bad, which was from their latest release at the time, The Unforgettable Fire, and Bono and the boys interspersing a few other songs into their own song called Bad, but yeah, that recorded in, what was it, 1985? Was that when Live Aid was? Pretty sure it was 85 in... And yeah, it was a very, very good concert. If you've never seen the concert, a lot of great artists performing that day. Some duds, some legendary acts didn't go over so well that day. And you had Phil Collins doing both concerts, the London one and the Philadelphia one, flying across the Atlantic to do that. And he was both championed and criticized for that decision. But yeah, that was U2 from Live Aid and the song called Bad here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from the Grateful Dead.
trust the forces tellers from the accident. Search like cast for faults in the clouds of delusion. Shall we go, you and I, while we can? The transitive nightfall of diamonds.
hidden from this reflection's of metal glass and resolve in ice petal flowers revolving lady in velvet recedes in the night of goodbye. Shall we go, you and I, while we can? Through the transitive nightfall at
The Grateful Dead recorded in 1970 at the Fillmore East in New York, Dark Star. And yeah, we're about done with Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. I didn't intend for this to be a live hour, but it turned out that way. And going to wrap it up that way too with Prince and Chaka Khan here on Cosmosis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm going to bring up a couple friends on keyboards and horns. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Ah, my sister. My inspiration. The voice of life. The one and only Chaka Khan.
Shut up.